This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. You are listening to the weekend edition of the KE Report. I have a great show lined up for everybody again this week. I know I always say that, but hey, I always think that our guests are some of the best out there, and also our listeners. Some of the comments that we get, absolutely some of the best out there. So I always appreciate that. And as I mentioned, I always take time to read over these comments. For anybody who just listens on the radio, please consider coming to our website, kereport.com, and voicing your opinion on our blogs, on the comment forums, and listen to our daily editorials. That being said, let's kick off the show with a good friend, Jeff Deist, the president of the Mises Institute. And Jeff, we just had U.S. Tax Day earlier this week, and you came out with an article entitled How Taxes Distort Business. Before we get too much into the finer details, in your general comment, though, Jeff, how do taxes distort business?
Well, it's interesting. Most people think of taxes just in terms of what they have to pay. But really, if you look at our unbelievable tax code, which is a national disgrace, it's an embarrassment. It's considered a joke around the world, the U.S. tax code, tens of thousands of pages, and especially when you include the regulations that attempt to define everything in there. But what you really come to understand is that our tax code is kind of a microcosm of government bureaucracy and rent seeking over the 100-odd years that we've had in income tax, because virtually everything in that tax code was not necessarily written from some concept of fairness or efficiency or justice or anything else. The tax code really represents this kind of ad hoc assemblage of special interests, of people who have tried to insert deductions or credits to help a certain industry, or take away deductions and credits to hurt another industry or competitor. So it's really pretty astonishing if you think of the way that the U.S. tax code evolved. It didn't evolve in some rational way that tax writing committee sat down and said, well, how can we raise a bunch of revenue and really be fair and not hurt little old ladies? That's really not what happened. So it's astonishing the degree to which taxes in the United States affect our lives in ways we never ever see. We just pay the tax, but when you look at why a lot of corporations do what they do, oftentimes there is a tax reason rather than a business reason or an economic decision behind some of the things they do. And having been a tax lawyer for many years and working especially on corporate M&A deals where we were doing due diligence on companies and looking at their tax functions, their tax structures, and then trying to, of course, make the deal itself tax efficient. I mean, it was absolutely astonishing the complexity and the workarounds I saw in some of these companies. And the tax code is to blame.
Well, in all fairness, too, these companies almost have to jump through all these hoops to make it better for their bottom line, make it better for their shareholders. But again, Jeff, as you said, this tax code, the tax in general in the U.S. has gotten so complex, and a lot of this is due to some of these tax credits, which enable certain industries to develop and grow when they're really not in the best interest. And sometimes, sometimes it is good and you need to help out certain industries if they are making the world a better place or a difference. But as a perfect example, in Vancouver, we have an influx of small breweries because if they produce under a certain level, the government gives them a handout, which makes them more competitive. But is that really helping the overall economy?
Well, the struggle amongst lobbyists, especially in the energy and tech sectors, is intense because everybody wants to receive a favorable tax treatment, especially for their particular research and development tax credit. So you have whole industries which are not necessarily financially viable absent their treatment in the tax code. Now, you can look at that on the side of deductions or credits. For instance, the real estate industry relies very, very heavily on the fact that you can deduct interest paid on your mortgage as an itemized deduction. So that's one example of where the tax code sort of funnels people into purchasing a home rather than renting a home in many cases. But on the credit side, it's really, really bad, Corey. I mean, they're, you know, solar panels, electric cars. I'm not sure Tesla would exist as a company today were it not for its tax treatment. So when we look at the economy and we say, you know, gee, electric cars are the next big thing. Well, maybe they are, but, you know, we can't know it just by the fact that Tesla makes, you know, sexy cars that people seem to like, because absent the tax treatment, not enough people would be buying those shiny, sexy Teslas. It's a real can of worms, and the problem is undoing it. There's so many layers to the onion. It's developed over so many decades, and there's so many people who would be harmed by changes that politically it becomes really, really tough. And what proves that is we haven't had a real so-called tax reform bill in the United States since 1986. And at this point, given the rancor in Congress, given the Trump presidency, it might as well be 1886. I mean, it's ancient history. So are we going to reform the tax code in any meaningful way? I don't think so, not anytime soon, because it's very, very tough to do. Because once something becomes law, like the mortgage interest deduction, it becomes awfully tough to change it. And so that's where we are today.
The water, I think, gets so muddy, too, because there are all these different lobbyist groups that are pandering to individuals, whether it hurts or helps them, and it becomes a polarizing issue. But it sounds like you don't believe that Trump's going to be able to get anything done in terms of tax reform, and that's something that, A, he ran on, and B, I think even more importantly, that the markets have been focused on.
Right. I mean, he might make tax changes in the form of import tariffs, which I hope he's unsuccessful at. But, you know, the antipathy towards Trump is going to make it awfully hard to bargain with Democrats in terms of, let's say, he wanted to drop the corporate interest tax, the corporate income tax rate, which at its maximum is 35% basically in the United States. What's he going to give up? Democrats are going to scream bloody murder that corporations aren't paying their fair share and make it a political football for him, because they're far more interested in damaging Trump politically than creating a more coherent tax code. So I suspect that some of his pet items, which every president at least gives lip service to this, taxes are too high, and too complex. Almost every president bemoans the tax code. But whether anything can be done about it, it would really have to take place in the House Ways and Means Committee and the Senate Finance Committee. And if you look at the makeup of both those committees, very tough sledding. This is a supercharged partisan environment. And let's face it, taxes are sort of a badge for both sides. They're a tribal badge for the right, and they're a tribal badge for the left. So very difficult situation.
Unfortunately, it's just the world that we're stuck in. And even to your initial point there, the U.S. tax code, I think, is arguably the most complex in the world. Canada is pretty close behind, I think, but when I talk to my accounting friends in the U.S., and even when I've tried to look into U.S. taxes, man, it is just a whole different cup of worms. And I think that's another reason why people don't like taxes, because they're so confusing. I even listened to an interesting podcast where somebody was out there trying to make taxes much easier, almost like how they file in Australia, where it comes to you, you sign off on it, you can add in different things if you think that they missed it, but overall simple. But again, lobbying groups, policy groups, the ones that create this tax software, got that out the window. So another example of the situation that the U.S. has in terms of taxes. Jeff, I appreciate your time. I'm bringing you on next segment, though, so everybody stick around. We're going to be right back.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing on with the first hour of the weekend edition and continuing on with my conversation with Jeff Deiss, president of the Mises Institute. Jeff, I posted on Tuesday a sign-up page for everybody who is in Seattle or just wants to go to Seattle in May, the tail end of May 20th, for a Mises event. Al and I went last year. It was a fantastic event. It's a full day of speeches, a great buffet breakfast that's put on, and it's just interesting to hear the Mises take on what's going on in the economy. So before we get into talking about the U.S. economy, please, Jeff, give us a little rundown of what people can expect this year.
Well, we're having an event, a forum on whether or not the United States economy has actually recovered since the crash of 2008 and 2009. And we're going to have Tom Woods and Bob Murphy there doing their Contra Krugman show. We are going to have the famous Doug Casey there by teleconference in Argentina, giving us his latest view on the economy. We're going to have Professor Walter Block, who is famous for some of his books and who lives as part of the year in nearby Vancouver. So we're looking forward to it. It's at a great venue called Town Hall Seattle, which is an old historic church, which now hosts a lot of book tours and that sort of thing. But I think the short answer to the proposition question is no, the United States economy has not recovered. And the macro data that the federal government and a lot of the financial media try to present us with to make the claim that it has, you know, GDP, unemployment statistics, equity prices, are really quite misleading and, in my opinion, fueled almost entirely by the activities of the Fed since that crash in enormously expanding its balance sheet. The question becomes, is this growth, or this putative growth, which is really pretty anemic, even if you accept government GDP statistics, is it organic and natural, or is it Fed-fueled? And I think that's the $100 question.
Well, Jeff, let's talk about some of this hard data, because we are done now with the first quarter, and every prediction that I see, and one that I follow closely, this GDP Now, which is produced by the Atlanta Fed, they're expecting 0.5% GDP growth. This in no way is screaming at anybody that we're experiencing a much better economy. This is more just an economy that's stuck in the mud, isn't it?
Well, unfortunately, it also looks like we are on pace to run larger federal deficits this year than last. So that's not a quieting statistic. But maybe what's even more disquieting is that we have at the helm of our corporate and financial world a cohort of now retiring baby boomers who grew up and came of age in their careers in a post-World War II era where 5, 6, 8% GDP increases year over year were commonplace. This was a world of growth. This was a world where people could get jobs and move up. People could go to college and become, you know, a middle-class accountant, a dentist, an insurance salesman, all kinds of things. Because when GDP is going up 8% every year, the world is roses. The question becomes, what if the anemic growth, if any, we've experienced the last few years, not only in the United States, but in other countries in the West, what if this is the new normal? You know, that's going to be a very difficult psychological pill. It's not just an economic question. It goes to our very psyche. As Americans, we tend to be optimistic and, you know, view our future with excitement and anticipation and think we're going to be better off than our parents. And so it's exceedingly sobering to think that that might have come to an end and we might be in a new normal reality. I hope that's not the case, but I fear that government, both at the fiscal and the monetary end of things, is doing everything in its power to prevent us from getting back to what I would call a real or robust economy, which is going to require some pain. It's going to require some deleveraging of debt. But I would argue that unless until that is allowed to happen, we're going to have a smoke and mirrors economy in the United States for a long time.
Jeff, how do you think the millennials play into this? Because there's a lot of stats out there about the student debt that all these millennials take, how expensive housing has gotten. They are almost out of the market in a number of major cities. And they're the generation that needs to be spending. They need to be the growth engine in my eyes.
Yes, and absolutely. We have decided since basically the 1930s and Keynesian economics coming to the fore that consumption is the path to a robust growing economy. And that was somewhat true in a certain sense after World War II. But if there's one thing we know about millennials, they are putting off marriage. They're putting off buying houses. They're putting off, or in some cases, not at all buying automobiles. So none of those things bode well for a consumer economy.
Exactly. And that's the biggest problem right there, Jeff, is that the millennials, everybody seems to be too indebted. And maybe it's a good thing that people are a bit resistant as to taking on more debt, but that seems to be the only spot where the Fed is looking and where anybody is looking, that we need more money in the system. I don't necessarily think we do. We have a lot sloshing around.
Yeah, we don't need more money. We need more goods and services. We need more real productivity, higher productivity. We need real GDP that's not ginned up by government spending, which is, of course, one element of the mainstream GDP calculation. So what we need to understand is that a real economy and a growing economy, a healthy economy, is based on capital accumulation, which is then invested in new industries and new capital goods. So unless and until you have an economy where capital is being accumulated, and that requires a very dirty word called profits, we can only financially engineer ourselves so far. There are limits to fiscal and monetary policy. Real growth requires profits and capital accumulation, and that's not going to change no matter how we try to legislate things.
I agree, but I think one thing that I want your opinion on is that this financial manipulation, financial engineering, sure can keep the balls in the air for longer than you might think.
Boy, it sure can. And this is one of the great untold stories of American history, is the financialization of the U.S. economy, where so many people are involved either in Silicon Valley or Wall Street, but not so much involved in middle America. So it's a question that we're going to find out the answer to over the next few decades, whether all of this can work, whether heating up the economy through monetary policy and through an almost unbelievable exponential growth in the monetary base can actually prevent another crash like 2008 or 2009, or whether it's going to be the cause of one. And I fear the latter.
And I think a lot of other people fear the latter, too. And I think when we do get the next pullback or crash, which, you know what, in a market cycle is very normal, then the question will be, does the Fed or does whatever institution out there even have the tools to bring us back from, or do we even need them to bring us back? Maybe that's a better question. Maybe we don't need them if they do get us in this problem. And have investors, have everybody, they lost interest in these institutions? That's the biggest question in my eyes. But Jeff, unfortunately, we're out of time. Thank you for taking time to record two segments for us. Always enjoyable there, buddy.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life?
Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Now chatting with Avi Gilbert for this segment. Avi is the founder and really go-to guy over at his website, ElliottWaveTrader.net. It's a fantastic website for the technical traders in our audience who also follow along with the Elliott Wave theory of watching charts and certain stocks. So, Avi, to start us off, let's chat about the precious metals. Last time I had you on the show a number of weeks ago, you were actually, in my eyes, quite surprisingly bullish on gold and silver, and we did see a nice move in gold now trading at, or, well, recently it broke out and was trading at highs for the year. Silver didn't quite share in that move, and silver has even moved down this week along with gold. And in all fairness, both of these metals didn't quite get up to the higher targets that you were looking for. Let's get an updated comment from you on what we could be seeing in the future for gold and silver, please.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, I think what we were talking about more was silver the last time we spoke, and I had expected that silver was going to hold a high consolidation and just continue to break out. Unfortunately, silver broke down right below my support, and we have to start all over again. So I was clearly wrong about the metals, I think, the last time we spoke, specifically silver. I'm looking at the entire complex as just, you know, a big consolidation right now. I think it still could take a little more time. I don't think we're going to get any major breakouts, maybe not till May time frame, to have it set up. You know, so I think it's still going to take a little more time, at least a few more weeks, I'm still larger degree bullish, but I still think we could see more weakness in the coming weeks. The one that scares me the most right now is probably the GDX. If the GDX cannot exceed last week's high, we may retest that 20 region, that 20 to 21 region, before this is ready to break out.
Okay, so I think we would agree that longer term, these charts look very good for the metals. It does look like we put in a very nice bottom at the tail end of 2015, and we're climbing, one could say, this wall of worry as we move up. But as you mentioned, right now we might be in a bit of a consolidation phase. When we do complete this consolidation phase, and you're even saying that could come in May, how big of a breakout could we get from there? What type of move would you be looking for on the way up?
I would say that the GLD probably has the best setup for me to follow on this. And once the GLD accelerates through the 126 region, I'm looking for a very fast move up to 138. So I think you could probably see about 120. Once GLD moves through the 126 region, I think you could see a very fast chasing going on, where you'll see $120 move on gold rather quickly.
And this could all happen in what time frame? Is it going to happen over summer, which is typically a week?
I would like to see it happen. I would like to see it happen through the summer, yes.
Wow, okay. That would be quite a nice move. Let's now look at the S&P, because we have, at least over the last few months, seen this inverse relationship between U.S. equity markets and the precious metals. The last couple of days hasn't really been true. We've more seen these two markets move together. But moving forward, what's your outlook for the S&P then?
Well, the S&P, we had a bigger target of about the 2400 region, which, once we hit 2400, my ideal target was actually about 2410. But once we had that big spike up to 2400 on March 1st, I posted in my trading room that we have to now prepare ourselves for a pullback. And we've been mired in this corrective pullback. And I don't think it's done yet. It wouldn't even surprise me that we see another rally back up to the 2080, 2090, even 2400 region again, and then resolve one more time lower. But I still think we are probably going to have to test that 2285 to 2305 region before we can complete this pullback. Ultimately, nothing has changed in my long-term perspective. I'm still looking for a rally later this year up to 2500.
So historically, when we do see these moves that the S&P put in at the tail end of last year and up until the beginning of March, this almost parabolic move up, the selling that comes after is usually a buying opportunity for the next run up, and that sounds like something that you're still expecting.
Absolutely. I'm looking for at least a 200-point rally once we strike a bottom.
Okay, and now this bottom, can it come quickly? Because right now the market, yes, it's been trending down, but it's been trending down very gradually in a very choppy manner.
You know, you're asking a very good question, and I probably can't give you a solid answer to that until next week. The reason I say that is, as long as the market's going to hold over 2338, we still could be set up to rally back up towards the 2380, 2400 region one more time. But I think that would set us up to see a very strong decline to complete the correction. I would prefer to see that, a very, very sharp and strong decline to scare most people out of the market to set up the next 200-point move. But if we break down below that 2338 first and then drop below 2334, I think we could have a more direct test of the 2285 to 2301 region first.
So, Avi, when you share these targets that you're looking at, like this S&P, this 2338 level, and you say if we close above it, is that a daily close, a weekly close? Where do you stand on this? Because this week, the S&P opened, and reached a low that was below that 2338.
Well, most of our patterns are based upon intraday moves. So we'd like to see these levels hold on any intraday move. So if we see an intraday move that drops below 2338 and then you follow through below 2334, it's a strong suggestive statement that we could be going directly down to complete this correction sooner than I would like to see. My preference is to still go higher before we come down.
Okay. Now, Avi, I know that you write a lot of articles, and I read over a lot of those articles. Sometimes I post them on our website, and you talk about how investors and how even other analysts look at the markets and what they write about. If we do get this pullback in the S&P, which I do think there's a very good chance of that happening, are you expecting all the analysts and a bunch of investors to, again, start saying, this is the end of the market, we're never going to see highs again?
Yes, absolutely. I expect to see that until we start hitting the 2500 or higher region. I think at that, what I've seen over the last 6 months is I started seeing a number of old bears start turning bullish. Now, that is just the initial indications that we're approaching a market high. When you start seeing more and more and more of the former bears start turning bullish, that's when you have to start getting very concerned. And I think you're going to start seeing that once we reach the 2500 or a higher region. So that's really what I'm on the lookout for.
Okay, it definitely is. When we reach these peaks and these, one could say, the ultimate tops in these markets, it's when everybody seems to be all in, and it's even worn out all the bears. But right now, there are still a lot of people that keep on making comments that these markets are going to pull back. We already have seen the highs, and I just don't really think we're there yet, Avi. So it seems like I'm in line with you, and maybe this summer, by the sounds of your technicals, could be much more interesting for the precious metals and even for the S&P. Typically, the S&P does do fairly well over summer, not so much the precious metals. Maybe this year will be different. Avi, it's always great chatting with you. I thank you for spending some time with us. Everybody stick around. I'm going to be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Hi, my name is John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and 6 other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Welcome back, continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the KE Report, chatting with Dana Lyons, fund manager based out of Chicago, also the editor of the Lion Share website. I'll post a link to that website. Worth your time if you want to check out what Dana is doing. And one of the reasons why I like chatting with Dana is because he doesn't discriminate on which markets he focuses on a very regular basis. So Dana, because this is in the first hour and I like to shift into some different markets in the first hour and then focus on precious metals in the second hour, let's talk about what we've been seeing in the oil sector. Oil had a bit of a comeback this week, fighting with that $50 a barrel region. As we're recording this, it's trading just above $50 a barrel. But we're not going to talk so much about the actual oil price, more about a chart that you put out recently dealing with XOI, which is the oil and gas index. It has a pretty interesting uptrend line ever since, well, 1985 when it started this uptrend. It's bounced off it a couple times on the way up, and now more recently, over the last about year and a half, we've had multiple tests of this uptrend line. Can you take us through, Dana, what this means for you?
Sure. Thanks again, Corey. First of all, you mentioned oil. Oil has kind of thrown some curveballs at me over the last couple weeks. I thought it would hit resistance about a week ago. It blasted right through that. Then just when I thought it was, the picture was brightening, it collapsed yesterday. So that one's throwing me for a loop a little bit. But what we have a little bit better handle on, I think, is the oil stocks, and specifically, as you mentioned, the XOI oil and gas index. So I think the longest running oil and gas index, equity index, in the market. So if you look back at since its inception in 1984, and it actually made a low in 1986, tracing out on a log scale the uptrend since that point, connecting those lows in 2003 and again in 2015. We had a brief breakdown, false breakdown in early 2016, immediately reclaimed that uptrend line, despite the fact that it's a 30-year trend line. If you look at the chart of the XOI throughout the course of last year, it kept bouncing off of that that exact trend line, even though, you know, it traces back for 30 years. So that's been very good, a very good line of demarcation, if you will, for oil stocks. So it bounced off there several times before popping off there right prior to the election, had that nice pop into the end of the year. And obviously oil stocks have come in quite a bit since the beginning of the year, even as most of the rest of the equity market has held up. So right now we pulled back close to that trend line once again at the end of March, and had a little bit of a bounce into April. And as of yesterday, as of Wednesday, came back and closed to retest those late March lows, which happened to correspond directly with the level of that 30-year uptrend line on the XOI, which is around 1140 on the index. So in addition to that, it happened to be, the launching point for the rally after the election, as well as some Fibonacci support that we track. Whereas I saw a lot of chatter online about the lower low, the new low in oil stocks on Wednesday, and a lot of apprehension. It looked to us like a decent confluence of potential support there, at least for a bounce in oil stocks, maybe a mean reversion type of bounce, regardless really of what the rest of the equity market does from here, because it really hasn't followed the rest of the equity market this year. So if this line is still, you know, relevant, we should get a bit of a bounce off of here.
So, Dana, with this XOI, it has been, you could argue, pretty weak this year on almost a straight line down. Not significantly down, but it has been pretty consistently trending down after almost reaching that 200-week moving average and moving down off of that. But when you are looking at these long-term uptrend lines, and when they do start to get tested almost year after year, which we've been seeing since, I think 2015 was the first time that this uptrend line was tested, doesn't this give you the feeling that you would think it's inevitably going to break, and that breakdown is not just going to be a false breakdown like when we saw that in 2016?
Sure, inevitably it will. But as we've observed in the markets, once you see trend lines, tests of trend lines become more frequent, and the duration between tests get shorter and shorter, yes, you expect that trend line to eventually get broken. So we would expect that again in the case of the XOI. I would say this is the first test since probably last September. So I would expect the first touch here in April to produce at least a bounce, some sort of a mean reversion bounce off of here, before, you know, maybe we break down back down below that on a more sustainable basis later this year at some point. But I would expect at least the first touch of the trend line to hold up, you know, reasonably well, at least for a bounce. And I will say if you look at the energy spider, the XLE, for people trying to take advantage of it, it corresponds very well to the XOI. It doesn't go back, obviously, the XLE doesn't go back to 1984, 86, so you don't have that same trend line. But the structure since the low in 2016 in the XLE is identical to the XOI chart. So it's hitting the same type of Fibonacci support here in the XLE around 67.5. Which also marked that launch point in around the time of the election that fed into that late year rally in the XLE, and we're coming back to test it right now and retest that level about the same level it hit in late March. So a retest of that low right here in the XLE.
Okay, so some food for thought for those paying attention to the energy sector. And again, Dana posts all of these charts on his website, so I highly recommend checking out his websites. Dana, let's switch focus quickly here and talk about the U.S. dollar, but from a different angle. What you were telling me off mic is that you are watching these COT reports for the euro, and that's providing you with some interesting insights. Can you please share those with us?
Sure. Well, we track commitment of traders reports on the in the futures markets, which tells what different types of how different types of traders are positioned. So you have the commercial traders who basically hedge and take the opposite position of the speculators, who are basically hedge funds, commodity pools. People are trading for, you know, profit. They're trading, you know, long and short for profit. So at turning points, those speculators are typically on the wrong side of the trade, and the hedgers are typically on the right side. So looking at the euro, which is it's the main, you know, cross when you're considering the dollar index, the DXY that we look at, it's largely a mirror image of the euro. So if you look at the euro back when it topped out in 2014, the smart money hedgers were actually net short, which was rare for them over the previous several years. So they were net short at the time when the euro topped out, had a big sell-off in the 2015 in the euro. The hedgers went record long at the bottom in 2015. The interesting thing is, as the euro has just gone sideways for 2 years, that record long smart money position in the euro has been completely unwound. So we won't get the figures until tomorrow, but I would be willing to bet that for the first time since probably back, I believe it was in May of 2014, near the top of the euro, I bet we'll see, as of this Tuesday, I bet we'll see that commercial hedgers have probably gone net short for the first time since early 2014 in the euro, despite, again, lack of progress to the upside in the euro. From our perspective, the fact that they've unwind their entire long position without any rally to speak of in the euro is a bearish signal for the euro eventually. So we'd be looking for perhaps a resolution of this six-month trading range or so with the dollar versus the euro since the election. We'd be looking for, our guess would be a resolution lower in the euro and higher in the dollar, which doesn't seem to be what consensus is looking for, but that seems to be, you know, from this perspective of the commitment of traders report, as well as, you know, the technical setup in the euro and the U.S. dollar, that looks like the most likely scenario for us. The euro breaks the new lows and the dollar moves higher.
All right. Well, Dana, interesting comments on the dollar. As always, thanks for your time. Everybody stick around. Going to be right back with the second hour.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.